Yo.
What's up?
Nada. Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
We haven't done this in a while.
Yeah, it's, I mean, this is the first one since the wedding.
Yeah. Did we even do one that week?
No, I don't think we did. No, we didn't, because I was packing on Wednesday or whatever.
That's right. So it's been almost like 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just enjoying it. It's like a picture perfect day right now. So I'm outside with my dog roommates hanging out.
Wait, the dogs?
What? I can't hear you right now.
I said the dogs?
Yeah, I live with two dogs.
Oh, I was confused.
They're not mine. They're my roommates. But they're both gone, so I'm dog sitting.
You're dog sitting?
And by that, I mean I'm just keeping an eye on them while going about my daily life otherwise.
That's what, you clean up their shit?
Oh, yeah. Although, luckily, I mean, when we take them for walks, like, I live in a pretty secluded area. And so, like, when you take them for walks, you don't have to clean up after them because it's just, like, the woods everywhere we go. It's not like somebody's yard.
I was talking more of, like, in the house.
Yeah, there was some waiting for me when I got home today from work. So,
that's annoying.
Although, let me tell you, cleaning up shit isn't half as bad as cleaning up piss. Because piss, it's all like, you get it on your hands, it's just all liquidy and it just spreads. It's 10 times worse. At least shit, you just pick it up and it's gone. Like, piss, you gotta, like, wipe.
Either way, it's still annoying.
Yeah, stuff. It is, but whatever. Yeah, it's like in the 70s, sunny sky.
That's ideal.
It's perfect. Because, like, the sun. I mean, it's 8:09. We still have the sun will probably be out here another hour at least, probably more like an hour 10 or so.
Those are the best days when it's like 60 to 70, tops of 80, and like then you're like just shorts and t-shirt weather. Coming. Perfect.
I like half want a beer right now.
Why don't you have one?
I don't know. I don't need one.
Have you drank since the wedding? I only asked that because you were on your whole, I'm not drinking before the wedding.
No, it was never, I'm not drinking before the wedding. It was just, I didn't drink for the first 2 months of the year. I didn't drink at all in January or February. Then I started drinking in March.
There we go. How about that wedding, dude? That was
spectacular. It was. I'm a little mad that I got a little too drunk, but at the end of the day, good times.
I didn't have that case at all.
Yeah, I did. And it wasn't bad. It was just like one too many at the wedding, and then I probably didn't need to go to PJ's, but whatever.
You know, we both did our jobs and we did it right. No screw up,
nothing. Killed it.
I from time to time rewatch my speech.
I watched the ceremony once.
How'd you watch the ceremony?
What? Kind of cut.
How'd you watch this?
Oh, there's a video of it. Oh, Remy. Yeah, no, there was Amanda's mom took a video.
Are you tagged?
No, it's not on Facebook. It's just like, it's on Vimeo. And like, you have to type, I can send you the link. You have to type in a password. Remy, you're going the wrong way. This dog is on a lead and he is wrapping himself around a tree. And he's just getting himself, digging himself into a deeper hole. You're going the wrong way, Remy. Yeah.
Let him go.
I'm going to see if he can figure this out. I'll keep an eye on him. Anyway, yeah, so I just watched it. And then I sent it to, like, my parents and my sister or whatever.
I want to watch it. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I can send it to you.
Cool.
That
was good time.
Did the speech on Facebook get any comments or anything? I didn't, like,
no comments, just a couple likes. Me and Will's 8th grade teacher liked it.
Nice.
It was the man, Mr. Kolb.
Nice.
But, yeah, felt really good after that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you did a really good job. Remy, you did a good job.
You did a great job on the whole ceremony shit.
Yeah, but I had to just, like, memorize a script. You had to, like, write a speech. Different.
Yeah. Either way, kudos. Yeah. And now they're in London.
What?
I think. Amanda and Will.
Oh, yeah, they're in London. Are they?
I'm pretty sure
they're. Well, I know they were going to a couple different cities. I'm wondering where they are, like, specifically right now.
I think they're in London because they already hit Amsterdam. I don't know if they did Brussels.
Yeah, I have no clue. Where are you going to? Yeah, that sounds like a good trip.
Yeah, for sure. And then me, Will, and Amanda are going to Mitch's wedding next week.
That's next weekend?
Damn. Yeah.
Where is it?
Tioga County.
That means nothing to me.
Yeah, that means nothing. So, you know, so in the middle of Pennsylvania. So are you pitching Pennsylvania? Yeah. The middle, direct middle of it.
So like okay? State College.
State College. All right. So, like 50 miles east of State College.
Okay.
And probably 100 miles north of State College.
So like really nowhere.
Yeah. Like near the, it's close to the New York border.
Okay. Oh, so it's like where Mitz lives. Okay.
Yeah.
Remy, oh my goodness, I gotta help this dog out. He's very confused. Mara.
What kind of dog?
Australian is Shepherd. Wrong way. This way. Hey, come on. Follow me. Hey, Remy. Remy. Come on.
You'll figure it out. Come on. Follow me. Oh, one more time. Nope, this way. There you go. Run free.
All right, there we go. He just kept, like, running, and he's wrapped around a tree, so the lead would just yank him. He'd, like, snap himself.
You doing that is hilarious.
Wait, what is? You kind of fit it out?
I said, you doing that, Remy, come over here. Remy
is hilarious. Honestly, that dog kicks ass, though. It's his sister, Fiona, who is the bad one.
What kind of dog name is Fiona?
This dog? If you knew this dog, it's the perfect name, though.
Why? Is she a princess?
Yeah, she's, like, so, like, she's, I don't know. It's so hard to describe. She's such a diva.
That's fair.
She's on the floor all the time. Yeah, it's only her. Remy's good. Remy never has accidents.
Good dog.
He really is. Hell of a dog.
Oh. Good God.
So it's
what I'm watching right now.
In Whitehall.
Starting classes. Still at ADP. In my softball league that we suck.
Watching the Cubs beat up the Phils.
Actually, I'm watching that right
now. Didn't it, like, just start?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unreal.
All I know is the Cubs won yesterday.
Yeah, and the Phillies won the night before.
Did they play? It's a four-game series. Did they play 2 days ago?
Yeah, they play. It's a four-game series. Mm-hmm. What do you call it?
Remy, you're gonna.
They're doing.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go not, ahead.
I was yelling at Remy because he keeps he's gonna wrap himself around the stupid tree again.
Let him wrap himself around the tree then.
Well, he's like, all right, just go ahead. It's whatever.
Have you watched any baseball this year?
What?
Have you watched any baseball this year?
Like an inning here and there when it was just on TV and there was nothing else to do. Like when I was sitting at the bar waiting to get on my plane to the wedding, the Tigers game was on, so I watched like two innings of that, if that counts. Okay. Well, then yes, I have watched some baseball this year.
I wish you liked baseball more.
I love going to baseball games. I just can't watch it on TV.
Go, go, go. Let's go. All right.
What happened?
Cool. Just a ground rule double.
Mm.
So second and third with two outs.
Philly, any score yet?
1-0.
Any score yet?
I said 1-0.
Oh, Phillies? You keep cutting out.
Yeah. Phillies. Phillies.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so switch the subject, but so I was looking at Penn State's schedule. Yeah. And you know how we've been saying like the like Micah Parsons class, that recruiting class, that their junior year we should be baller.
Well, that's next year.
Yeah. But I was looking at the schedules. After next year, like, so 2 years from now, that's the season that they open up in Wisconsin. Yeah. Then they have Auburn at home. Okay. But then they also have to go to Ohio State, to Michigan State.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Brutal, dude. Brutal.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Dude, if they don't get Julian Fleming, I'm going to be so pissed.
Isn't he announcing, like, this weekend?
Yeah, the 31st. Yeah. So next week.
Yeah.
Dude, that dude's an hour and a half from Penn State.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no reason for him to go to Ohio State and how we lose him.
I don't understand the first thing about recruiting in terms of, like, how you get players or how they decide or whatever.
Well, our whole thing was dominate the state.
Well, yeah, we're clearly not doing that, recruiting.
No, we're not at all. It pisses me off. I'm irritated as all hell.
Come on.
Are you going
I'm trying to get these dogs to come, but they won't. Fiona has this fucking thing wrapped around her neck. She's going to – come on. There we go. There we go. Good work. All right. All right, sorry about that. No. I'm just trying to tire them out because neither of their owners will be home tonight, and so I have to – deal with them all night, and I'm just trying to exhaust them so they don't wake up in the middle of the night having to like go to the bathroom or whatever.
Good God.
Oh, get down. You should know this. You have two dogs. I mean, yeah. Your dogs are probably a lot better than these two.
I don't know. One of them is.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I don't know what it is, but I'm so tired today.
Why?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you. Like, exhausted. I didn't do anything. I just sat in the chair all day and ate. Or, what do you call it? Made calls and then ate dinner.
Nah. You doing anything for Memorial Day weekend?
Hanging out with Gable and all that whole crew, but other than that, nothing. How about you?
Nice.
How about you?
I'm going back to Geneva.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow after work and working from home Friday and then just staying for the weekend.
What time we leave Monday?
I probably leave at like 11-ish.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
What how long does it take you to go from Midland or wherever you're at to Geneva?
Midland to Geneva is about 5.5 hours. And coming back though is shorter because where I live is like 45 minutes closer to Geneva than Midland is. So I have to like drive the wrong way 45 minutes to get to work, and then I backtrack and then keep going to go to Geneva.
Yeah, I got you.
I love, dude, honestly, like, especially this time of year when it stays lighter out longer, I love doing this drive. Like, I'm actually looking forward to this drive tomorrow.
Why?
Because it's just, I don't know, 5.5 hours to just, like, do whatever I want to do, listen to music or whatever, and just, like, it'll be a nice day, I think, like, sunny or whatever, and it's starting to warm up, and I don't know, just, like, I just like long drives like that.
I love road trips. I mean, just get me some good music on. I'll be set.
What?
I don't know. I want to go on my long road trip.
What? You keep coming.
I want to go on my cross country road trip. Definitely doing that next year.
Do it.
Gotta make it happen. Oh, no. Dude, I miss football season, too. Even though I love baseball, I love the Phillies. I need football.
We're less than 100 days.
We are. And actually, we're kind of a week closer because there's football games on that Saturday before, like a week before the Penn State.
Yeah, and that's like Florida-Miami that weekend, which is going to be a good game.
Yeah, it's going to be a phenomenal game.
Yeah, dude. I can't wait to be just like watching football again.
Just the whole weekend. Like,
yeah. Honestly, what? That just no better feeling than waking up on a Saturday with nothing to do besides watch football all day. I don't know why it's so great, but honestly, that's just all I do anymore on Saturdays in the fall, and it's incredible.
I mean, I'm always jarred at Penn State.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. But, yeah, I just – being at football games and tailgates and just get me back.
Ugh. Yeah, dude.
We might have to wait 3 years until our next big weekend.
I mean, we're going to have one this year. It might not be the whiteout. It won't be the whiteout game, but.
Yeah, but are we – what are we doing? We still have to talk to Will.
Yeah, well, we got to wait until we're back from Europe, and then we will.
Yeah. Because I don't think I'll be able to pull it off next year because of student teaching and coaching. So.
Yeah. Well, then the year after we'll do it.
That's what I'm saying, 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, will you be able to go to any games when you're student teaching? Like, you'll be able to have a Saturday, right? At least once where you can drive up for it?
Well, depending on if I have if I'm coaching middle school football, their games are Saturdays.
Every Saturday that Penn State has a game?
Yeah. I mean, I'll get up there for, like, the later games because our games usually end at 12. So I'll make it up for, like, the 3:30 games and, like, anything after that.
But yeah.
If it's a 12 o'clock game, I'm probably not.
Yeah, I am. Well, we'll figure it out because I'll still play. I'm obviously still going to plan on coming to a game next year, so.
Yeah.
I'll just have to come with Will and Amanda.
I mean, but if it is the whiteout game, it'll be a night game, and then you can at least drive up after your football game for it, right? Even if you'll only have Saturday.
Yeah, I just got to see what happens, where I'm at, where I'm coaching. All
yeah,
that.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I was thinking that, too. I mean, I'm going to have to wake up. Like, when I'm in California, a noon kickoff is going to be 9 a.m.
That's awesome.
For yeah, you. I'll be able to watch Pac-12 after dark, except it'll just be, like, during the day.
Well, it's perfect for you because you could wake up at, like, 8:30, watch the end of college game day, watch 12 o'clock games, which are really 9 o'clock games for you. Then your whole day is set because it's going to be 3:30 games are going to be 12 o'clock games. And then it's like dinner time, like your time. Well, no, because it ended at like 3:30, and then everything else is just set. And then you can go out afterwards. Yeah,
the primetime game will start at like 5.
I know. So you can watch that and then go out at night.
Yeah, true. That's like the ultimate day.
That is all, like, seriously, like, I'm jealous of you for that.
I'm where I'll be living is like less than an hour from both Berkeley and like Cal Berkeley and Stanford. So like I might just go to a game if I'm not doing anything one Saturday. Maybe if like Stanford plays Oregon that late in the year and that was like could potentially be a big game for the Pac-12, who knows?
It'll
be at Stanford this year because last year was at Oregon when Oregon absolutely blew it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's crazy, man.
We'll see, though.
I just hate the West Coast.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like LA stupid. At all, and that's really the only West Coast city I've been to.
San Francisco is nice. I hated LA. I like San Diego. I just hate the time difference. I just hate how sunny it is all the time.
What about Seattle? What'd you think of Seattle? I feel like that could be a cool city.
Seattle was cool. I'm not gonna lie, it was really cool.
Yeah.
But Seattle was cool. San Fran was only okay. I really like San Diego a lot. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back there in a little under a year.
Well, it could be a year, like, this weekend or next weekend, sure. Actually.
Huh? Yeah, no, for some reason I was thinking March, but you're right, it's May. So it could be, like, a year to the day, maybe. Who knows?
So I actually pulled up the Stanford schedule.
Who do they play, like, late October onward? What? Anybody get it?
Notre Dame.
When?
November 30th.
Hell yeah. Because that's the Saturday after Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
Shit. I bet those tickets are going to be really expensive, though.
$124.
Well, we'll see how good the teams are then. If they both suck, maybe it'll go down. When do they play Oregon?
September 21st. I'll look up Cal.
I might go to a game for the hell of it, but they're not good, so it's not like
they face USC late in the year.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool to see.
Yeah.
Cal's a very liberal school.
Yeah. What school in California isn't?
But like Cal Berkeley is like the like number one.
Yeah, well, all the whole San Francisco Bay Area is like one of the most liberal progressive places in the country, probably.
Yeah, nah, agreed.
Yeah.
So before, go ahead. So before the season starts. You know how we used to do game day picks every year or every week? I'm going to try to predict everyone. Just look at the schedule like before the season even begins.
Pick every game day game before the season starts?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then obviously do it week by week like we did last year. There's really not great games as the first weekend as there was last year.
What?
There's really not that great of games this year as there was last year for the first weekend.
Who's the big one?
Auburn and
yeah, Oregon. That's right. That'll be a decent one.
Yeah, but like that's decent, but not like anything.
And then isn't Clemson play A&M? Is that like the second weekend?
Yes, it has to be second
weekend. That'll be good.
Yeah, but I'm saying usually the first weekend is like
yeah, true. Is the only big well doesn't isn't it like isn't Alabama playing like Duke in one of those neutral site games?
Yeah.
Which, yeah. Why do they pick Duke? I don't know.
But the second weekend's good. Clemson at A&M. What do you call it? Stanford at USC already. Oh. Nebraska and Colorado. Some good games.
Do any Big Ten teams have big non-conference games? I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Well, Nebraska and Colorado. Ohio State and Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. But nothing like crazy. At least I'm looking at the schedule.
Right Cincinnati now. was actually pretty good last year. I'm not going to say beating Ohio State, but still.
Nothing crazy, it doesn't look like. Alabama has to go at South Carolina the third week of the season.
Clemson does?
No.
Alabama. That could be a good one if Carolina's any good. Although, I mean, if I had to bet right now, I'm putting money on Alabama versus Clemson again in the championship game.
I think Georgia is going to do something this
year. I mean, they've just never been able to get over that hump.
Yeah. I don't know. I love
Georgia. I mean, Alabama still has Tua, which means that – and he's only going to be better this year. Like, I just don't know what team can outplay. And I guess if you're going to pick an SEC team, it'll be Georgia, but still. I mean,
I don't think Tua's
that Tua good. Did not have a good championship game, but he was unreal the whole rest of the season.
I truly just don't think he's that great.
I don't know. I am interested to see what Jalen Hurts looks like at Oklahoma.
Oh, he's going to be spectacular. They might win three Heisman.
You think?
It's possible, dude.
That's a bold pick.
Just thinking.
Let's see. Yeah, dude, I can't wait for football season.
Same here, man.
Although, same here. Honestly, like, I'm pretty busy from now until August. Like, I don't have a lot of free weekends between now and August, so I'm, like, pretty excited to because it'll go by quick. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I have a couple weekends here and there that I have stuff to do, but nothing like other than Mitch's wedding. I don't really have like something I'm really looking forward to for the rest of summer.
Yeah, no, I have a couple music festivals, a couple weekends I'm going home because my sister's coming back, a couple other things going on. So,
well, it's gonna be weird because in like a month, Logan leaves, and it's just gonna be me and my two parent and my parents at my house.
Oh yeah,
like no one's ever gonna be home.
Yeah, you're right. How jealous of you are of Logan, though,
dude. I can't describe.
She gets to go to She gets to go to Penn State for the next 4 years.
I don't think she truly understands
the magnitude. You don't until you're there. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. And then next thing you know, I graduated, but yeah, dude.
I remember my first day. I would do anything to go back in.
Yeah.
That feeling's never gonna go away either.
No, it won't. But I mean, it's like it's gonna be one of the most fun things to reminisce about for the rest of our lives. You know, we're gonna be talking about it like for the rest of our lives, just reminiscing about being in college.
Yeah, but it's also the most depressing because we're never going to get those best 4 years of our life.
Yeah, but at least we had them. You know?
Yeah, but I want it back.
Everybody does.
If you went to college and don't look back at it and had fun and wish you had one more year, you did college wrong.
Yeah. No, I would kill for one more year.
You absolutely did it wrong. And another one of my theories
What are you saying?
If you went to college.
Yeah.
And after you graduate, you go through life and you're like, I'm over college. I don't need one more year. You did.
No, that's what I'm saying. I would love to have one more year.
Yeah, okay. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. What a place.
It set up our whole lives.
Yeah, it did.
Wow. And my sister has 4 years of it. Four.
Four. They're going to fly by, though. They always do.
For her, they're going to drag for me.
Wait, what?
For her, they're going to fly by. They're going
to
drag.
Yeah, because they're going to have to sit there and watch her live out her college life.
Yeah, dude. Like, especially with social media now, I'm going to be so jealous.
Yep. Damn, dude. Ugh.
There's just nights I want to relive.
There are nights that I want to relive, but do differently. Like, if that makes sense.
No, that makes sense. That's going to be in our book, though. Like, what if we did this? What if we did that?
If that is, I'm going to spend all my time reading about the what ifs of college. What if I did this? What if I did that? You know the biggest what if. I don't want to say it out loud, but you know the biggest what if.
I do.
That question. Yeah.
Do you think, like, is that, like, in the book or, like, part of it? Like, when we die or whatever, we find out, like, how our life would have turned out if we made, like, the other decision we could have made in a certain situation?
Yeah, I think the whole point of the book is if you have a question, it will be answered in the book. Like, I don't think there are boundaries or parameters. Like, a rule, a question is a question. And if it pertains to your life, the answer's in there.
I really hope that's
actually. So do I. Ever since Watson told me about it, because it was Watson's idea from the start. And now he, like, I mean, it just kind of becomes something that I want to exist more and more.
It's Is that bad that we want that so bad?
No, I mean, nobody lives their life without wanting the answers to questions. Like, nobody knows everything, and everybody wants answers they'll never get. Like, it's not bad at all to want those answers.
What if Penn State never got Christian Hackenberg?
Yeah. Who knows?
Seriously, like,
do you think it would have made a difference?
What?
Do you think it would have made much of a difference?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why?
He was a five-star quarterback coming into a program that would not go to a bowl game or a championship or anything like that.
So do you think that him coming was a good thing? Like, it helped the long-term benefits of the program?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, but
we've gone all.
Just think of that recruiting class. Hackenberg and Brenneman, two, like, top 20 overall huge name recruits, and neither of them performed anywhere near the level we expect.
Nah. Not at all. It's crazy to think about, too. Good God. What if Bill O'Brien never came to Penn State? What if James Franklin didn't come to Penn State?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you could say, what if nobody did anything? I mean, you can ask that question. What if Trace McSorley never came to Penn State? What if Saquon Barkley stayed with Rutgers? Like, you could ask those questions about a ton of people.
That'd be actually a good one. What if Saquon Barkley never decommitted from Rutgers? Would his talent be wasted right now?
I don't know. Would Rutgers have become one of the better teams in the Big Ten? Who knows?
There's so many what-ifs in life. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, there are, dude. I mean, there are what-ifs every day of my life. Like, some of them aren't that big. Some of them are really, like, small and insignificant. But, like, every day of your life, you make decisions that if you made the other decision, like, or the opposite of that decision, things would be different for the rest of your life. Like that happens every day.
It's funny, though. Like, you go through life questioning every decision you ever made.
Well, I mean, we've talked about this before, but, like, is like, you know, fate or free will? If it's fate, then did we even actually make the decision? Or was it, like, already made for us?
Nah, you made the decision.
Do you think I...
Huh?
No, I mean, I just said, yeah, I don't know. I mean... Depends on what you believe in.
All right. 4-6-3 double play. Yeah. Inning over. Go
for it. Still 1-0.
Yeah.
So I had a softball game on Monday.
Yeah.
And I made some real good contact with the ball when I was at bat. And that is such a good feeling when you hit a ball right in the sweet spot. And you just...
Did you get a home run?
No. I was a double.
Nice.
But when you just...
Dude.
What? Go ahead.
I hate the girls on my softball team. I can't stand
Wait, what?
I hate the girls on my softball team. I can't.
What about them?
They suck.
Yeah.
Like, it blows my mind how we invited these girls onto our team.
Yeah, we got this girl who is new. Like, she started in like supply chain, so everybody knew her, and they invited her to play on our team. And she played softball in high school and is like really solid. And I play first base and she's my second baseman. And like, she is like really good.
She's single?
No.
Oh.
She is very good looking. Like, she is objectively very pretty though. Like she is a very attractive girl.
Make a move.
No.
The one girl on my team has a tattoo on her lower ankle. That's a fist.
Yeah.
All right. Wait for it. And inside that fist is the girl's symbol.
Is her, like, what do you mean her symbol?
Like the girl, like the woman.
Oh, symbol, like, you know, the, like the, like the, like the circle with the line with the thing through it or whatever. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Mm. She must be a hardcore feminist.
Good.
Yeah, that's probably the exact opposite of the kind of person you like.
And that, wait, it gets right. Even better. We have this other girl who's like a replacement player whenever like we're low on girls. The one game she showed up in pink socks and...
Wait, say that again.
She showed up in socks that were pink and had unicorns on them.
Why do you care about what socks she wore?
Why do you wear socks like that to a softball game?
I don't know, because they were clean. I don't know.
No, don't wear dirty socks, not stupid pink unicorn
socks.
Socks. Dude, no, it drives me insane. They were like knee high so everyone could see them. I don't want a girl that wears pink unicorn socks playing softball with me.
That does not seem like a very big deal to me at all.
It's a huge deal. Oh, my God, dude. Get real. This is pissing me off that you don't think this is a big deal.
Connor, she was wearing socks. It's not a big deal at all.
It's pink unicorn socks on
softball. Why does that matter?
Because I want you to play the game, and I'll be like, oh, and let's have fun. No, shut up and wear, like, black socks. Don't wear these stupid pink unicorn socks. Trust me.
Are you all supposed to wear the same pair of socks?
No, but just don't wear that stupid socks. This is softball. This isn't, like, fairyland.
I don't understand why you're mad about that.
Because it's softball. This isn't fairyland.
Yeah,
we're not playing chutes and ladders, you know, having picnic. No, with softball. We drink beer, right? Wear regular socks.
Oh my. Would it make you equally mad? So we also drink beer during our softball games. However, the girls on our team drink those like seltzer waters, White Claws. Does that anger you?
No.
They're not drinking beer. They're drinking seltzer water with alcohol in it.
At least they're drinking.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I rarely drink at the games.
I had a beer at our last game. I said, fuck it. They had Coors Light, though. I was bummed.
Ew. Gay roast.
Yeah. When I'm on beer duty, I bring Miller Lite because I know what's good.
What a guy. Way to be.
Yep.
I think I have two hits. And we're awful, by the way. Straight up awful. We're 0-7.
Oh, shit. We're 0-2, but at least we were winning in the seventh inning, like the last inning of our game on Monday, and then lost. But
oh, on Tuesday, we were tied 6-6 with the best team in the league. And then, so every inning, we me and this one guy switch in right field, or I'll just stay in right center. It depends on, like, how many players we have or whatever. But so this guy switches off of me, and I can't stand him. Anyway, he's playing right field, and he tanks a pop fly, and two runs come in. We lose 8-6.
Can't do that. Can't do that.
I can't stand this team.
Then why do you play?
Because I already signed off.
How long does the season last?
Till like the end of June.
Oh, that's it? Our season goes through August.
Lucky.
Well, we play one game a week.
We play two. Why. We are horrendous.
My team has come in third place the past 2 years that I've been on the team, and so I'm hoping this year our fortunes turn and we can get to the championship game.
I'm hoping we can just win a game, but I don't think that's going to happen. I hate losing, too. Drives me absolutely insane. I don't have fun if I lose.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Just kill. I'm not playing next year.
There you go. Get a new team.
I can't do it. I can't play next year.
Do you play with people? Hey, do you play with work people?
Well, I play with Tucker, so, and he works at my work, but so I don't know.
Well, how is it a team of people from ADP?
No,
that's what I meant.
I just can't do it, man.
I don't know what to do. I like my team. We have fun. We're pretty good.
Oh, and the girls on my team, I just can't stand. Especially ones that wear pink unicorn socks that have rainbows on them.
I'm going to get you a pair of pink unicorn socks with rainbows on them for something at some point in your life. It won't be anytime soon, but I won't forget this, and I will get them for you.
Don't.
I will.
Don't. Aren't you a big Stance socks guy?
No, I only have one pair of Stance socks. They're the ones Rachel bought me on your suggestion. I do love those socks, though, and I still wear them all the time. Very good socks.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, Rachel. If I ever go out to LA to see my sister, I gotta see what she's up to.
You gotta.
Although she lives like kind of far outside LA, she like lives in the Indio Valley area, I think.
She's worth visiting and driving.
Yeah.
Where's Cole at right now?
Med school.
Where at though?
Erie, University of Erie, something like that. Erie College of Medicine, something like that.
Yeah, it's Erie. Yeah, that's what it is.
Fiona, get the hell out of there. What are you doing? Yeah, he's there.
Yeah. Good for him.
Cole's a good dude.
He's a great dude. How about what's the other James? Where's James at?
I'm actually not too sure. He graduated a year ago. I don't know what he's been up to since graduation.
Nice. Where's he from originally?
I also don't know that.
You should know this, man.
I probably knew it at one point, but have since forgotten. Somewhere in Pennsylvania, I just don't know where.
True friend, right?
I haven't talked to him in a. I saw him. Remember, we saw him at the first at the gaff, like, one of the first times we went back. It might have been the first time we went back for that Ohio State game.
No, it was
I think that's the last time I saw him. Yeah.
Really?
I hope he's doing well, though.
Same here.
Yeah. Okay. Really, the only people from college I've stayed in touch with are you, Will, Amanda, and Derek, obviously. And then Cole to an extent. But that's about it. Like, I haven't talked to a single person from, like, my fraternity in
– I was just about to ask
it's
that.
It's been at least a year. I want to say the last time I talked to somebody was – I know it was September 2018. No, September 2017.
Does your group chat still not – like, you still have a group chat.
No, we don't have a group me anymore.
Who deleted?
I have no clue. It might exist, and I'm just not in it. I honestly don't know. They normally kick out all the graduating seniors, and so I probably just got kicked out.
That's hilarious. So you spent all that money to be a part of a fraternity of brothers, quote-unquote, and you don't talk
no,
to them.
No, but I did have a lot of fun with those guys when we were in college. Like while we were there, especially senior year, and junior and senior year, I actually had a lot of fun with some of those guys, so I don't regret that at all. Especially like junior year when I lived there was a blast. Like, I'm glad I did that because I really had a lot of fun.
I wonder, what if I joined a frat?
I don't know. I don't know if you would have survived because I feel like you would have been so fed up with, like, hazing and shit that you just would have quit.
I would have got into fights. Yeah. For sure. A lot more than I actually did.
Yeah.
Imagine the dudes I would have had to deal with. My brothers.
Yep.
I didn't know you had to pay to be in a frat or sorority until like middle of freshman year.
Yeah. I mean, I only knew because of my sister. But...
That still amazes me.
Yeah. Whatever.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
Do you play with them
yeah,
at all?
I've been playing fetch with them for like a long time while we've been on the phone.
Oh, was that the tennis ball?
Yeah,
back?
And there was another toy too that I was throwing.
Stuff. I love dogs.
Yeah, these two are pretty good. They're both young, though. I mean, they're 1 and 2 years old, respectively, so they still have a lot of energy. And Australian Shepherds normally do just have a shit ton of energy, so.
That's always fun to have, though. I don't want a boring
dog. Well, yeah, but it's also kind of annoying, like, when you're just trying to chill and watch TV and these two just keep barking at you.
Speaking about watching TV, I have 3 more episodes of Game of Thrones left.
Oh, so you are, dude? I can't believe you're already on season 7.
I'm on
season 8. Yeah, dude, that's unreal how fast you flew through this. So you saw the Battle of Winterfell?
I did.
What have you thought so far about season 8?
My favorite episode, not just in season 8, but of all time,
yeah.
I think, is. The second episode where it's the night before.
Thank you. I said the same thing. I swear to you, I said the same exact thing. That episode was incredible, dude. I fucking loved it.
That is my fit. I mean, granted, I still have 3 more episodes to go, but honestly, that the fact that it's just the fact that that episode is tied around like people just sitting down and talking about their life and like just like being like, hey, like it reminded me of college almost, how we sat around and we're like that one night we sat around 408 and we're just like, wow, like, and just look back on it and then we went out like it was so pure.
And Jamie Knights, Brienne of Tarth, and Arya has sex, which was a little weird, but was it weird for you considering you watched the show in like a couple of months, going from like Arya being this little girl to being naked on screen?
It's weird for me because she's so short and it feels like she's still like 15 in the show and doing this. But she has such a mature like personality. But to me, if I knew I was dying at 16, I would have been like, let's go.
Bearded, I'm assuming you'll be done by at least the end of the weekend. I'm very curious to hear what you think, because I don't know if you've seen any of like the overall reaction to season 8 in general, but I'm just curious as to what you think.
No, I've seen what mostly what has.
Yeah, but have you seen like what people think of the season?
Yeah, there was like an online like petition.
Yeah, everybody hated it. Like people are up in arms about how bad the season was, and I can't say it was great. I don't think I'm as angry as some people, but they rushed it. Like, and you can probably tell this more than anyone, and you'll probably see it in the last three episodes. The first seven seasons of Game of Thrones, everything was so well drawn out and played out, and just like they did such a good job of storytelling and having everything kind of
line up or whatever. And then this season is just so rushed.
I'm going to watch the final three episodes and then make a like a decision based on. I mean, I'm not like, this is a good show, but it's not like something I would like go crazy. I don't know. Because I'm just catching up on everything. I'm not like watching it live or anything, but I'm gonna watch the final three episodes. I pretty much know what's gonna happen, but obviously don't know like the details or how they portray it in the show. But I guess that's a topic we talk about next.
Wednesday. I probably can't do next Wednesday because I have a softball game next Wednesday. But yeah, either way, I'm just very curious to hear what you have to say.
No, we'll talk about it whenever. Next time we do it, but if I started like a couple days beforehand, I would have been able to watch it at the same time as you, or like live. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was. I mean, like regardless of what people, and I think I texted you this, like regardless of what people thought about the season, like at the end of the day, Game of Thrones was like a really fun journey to be a part of, and just like. Even though I only watched seasons 7 and 8 live, just the whole like in between seasons, getting to like read into the theories and sort of be a part of the community was just fun. So like regardless of how the show ended up, I just had fun being a part of the greater Game of Thrones community and just kind of like being part of the anticipation and the build up and the theories and like the guessing and everything. And I just had fun with it. So that at the end of the day, that's all I'm saying. It was a fun journey to be a part of, and I'm glad I was a part of it.
Well, I'm glad you're happy.
Yeah, I am.
I mean, I don't know. I'll see what happens. But my favorite episode to date has been season 8, episode 2.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Just everyone thinks they're gonna die and they just, you know, want to drink and have fun and
I really liked that episode too. I really did.
But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So now for the rest of summer we have baseball. And there's no stupid World Cup of soccer. Wait, there's
World Cup, yeah, in France.
Fuck the French.
I knew you'd say that.
It's true.
We got though. we got the Stanley Cup here. Go Blues.
Go Blues. That's right.
Blues.
Go
Blues. Get out of here, Bruins. Are you kidding me? Although I was rooting for the Sharks to beat the Blues just because I wanted what's his name? He's retiring. I can't think of his name. Joe Thornton. Yeah, I wanted to say Joe Pavelski, but no. I wanted Joe Thornton to at least get a shot at the Cup, but.
Well, I wanted whoever won the West to beat the Bruins.
Yeah, me too.
But do you know how frustrating it is, and you know how it's combined with extreme jealousy, that the city of Boston has had their four teams consistently in the conference finals or finals of their respective sports, and then the fact that all four major sports teams have won in a championship within the past 10 years, 11 yeah. years.
Yeah, imagine, of the four major sports, the worst performing team were the Celtics, who lost in the second round of the playoffs. They have the potential to have three championships in the same year out of the four major sports, right? They'd have the Super Bowl, the World Series, I guess if you count last year's World Series, the Super Bowl, and potentially the Bruins, all in the same calendar year.
Yeah, well, Philadelphia is the only city to do that in all four major sports in 1980.
I bet you wish you were alive in 1980.
I would have gone absolute ancient.
Yeah, you would have.
The Phillies were the only team to win their championship, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's just a deer.
I'm so jealous of them. Like I all I want, you know how big of a Philadelphia sports fan I am, and just a sports fan in general, to have that as your city, you know, and you get to, you know, have your teams in their championships year in and year out. It's just unreal, and I love it.
Yeah.
And it's a good sports city, too. It's not like freaking L.A. that has zero fans for hockey and, to a point, football now. But yeah. It's a good sports city. It's not like, I don't know, some other city. Dallas. Dallas is not – Atlanta and D.C. are some of the worst sports cities out there that have at least three major sports.
Yeah, no, you got to give – yeah, Boston. I mean, Boston's is a very respectable sports city. With, like, I would say probably what Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, maybe like Minnesota.
Minnesota's all right.
Would you disagree with any of the other ones? Would you disagree with any of the other ones I said?
No, I put Chicago, Philly, and Boston as like the top three. New York to a point. Denver has pretty good fans.
Denver, yeah.
No, like no matter what sport, like they have good fans. Oh, good God.
What?
Good God.
What?
Anthony Rizzo just hit a ball to the moon.
Solo shot or were there people on?
Oh no, the Phillies just scored two runs in the top of the third to make it 3-0, and he just jacks a 3-run home run. So now it's tied up 3-3. He launched that to the moon, man. That might have landed in Lake Michigan.
Nice. Is it at Wrigley?
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's go, Riz. I'm not even a Cubs fan. A kid on my softball team hit 2 3-run homers yesterday.
That's
sick. Yeah, and our fence is actually pretty far. Like he got way on top of it. What the hell did you do?
I went 0-for-3 yesterday.
I did go 3-for-3 yesterday. I hit leadoff.
You hit leadoff?
Wow. I normally don't. I'm usually towards the bottom of the order. But for some reason yesterday, they were like, all right.
Because our normal leadoff guy was not there.
I batted like probably eighth or ninth. We bat like probably like 13.
Yeah.
But I went 0-3
yesterday. Damn, dude.
Sucks. I made one good play in the field.
Nice.
So no errors.
That's good.
But
All right, dude. Well, I hate to cut you short here, but my mom just called me, and I also have to go to bed kind of soon because I have to wake up earlier than normal tomorrow.
Why?
Because since I'm the only one here, I have to take dogs out and do stuff like that, and I have to pack my car because I'm leaving after work tomorrow. So I'm waking up at 5:45. So I got to call my mom back and then go to bed probably.
Mama Novakonski.
What? You kind of faded.
I said Mama Novakonski. Yep.
She's probably just going to ask what time I'll be home tomorrow. Tell her, and then that'll be that, but still.
All right. Well, hey, man. Good luck with those dogs, because it doesn't – waking up at 5:45 does not sound fun.
It really is not.
Even though you like to do that a lot, apparently. Nah,
you know me.
I do. I'm trying to stall this out for another 30 seconds.
No, so we can get to 6:07. 67 minutes.
Or just 67. Yeah. That's,
all right. We'll stay on.
What?
This dog has the longest claws, and she jumps up on me and, like, scratches my entire body.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. All right, man. Well, hey, I'll let you go. Have a great weekend at home. I guess we'll do this sometime.
Yeah, right? Yeah, have a good weekend. I'll talk to you.
All right. See ya.